Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here with Phil Whitney, who's the Vice President, Sales and Marketing at New York Cruise Lines. Now, what you may know, New York Cruise Lines, it's the parent of the Circle Line, which is pretty famous in New York. It's a great attraction. It's almost, you know, synonymous, like with the Empire State Building, all the iconic landmarks, the Statue of Liberty, things like that. You haven't really been in New York if you haven't taken a cruise around the city, on the Hudson, on the East River, and elsewhere. And we're going to talk to them because Circle Line is restarting. And that's big news for those of you coming to sending your clients to New York at some point. It is going to reopen. We're doing it. So we're going to find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Well, Phil, I always ask, how are you and where are you?
Well, I'm doing great because I'm at work. I'm at the Circle Line offices at Pier 83 on West 42nd Street here on the west side of Manhattan. And we've been working hard to get everything ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow's our big opening day, April 1st. First cruise is at noon. And we have another one at 3, another one at 7. And then it just rolls on from there for the rest of the summer.
Well, that is the big news, and that you are restarting fine. And why did you make this decision at this time? What were the indicators that led you to reopen?
Well, we had normally we would be open all winter long. We decided to close last winter out of an abundance of caution, in that it didn't really make sense to put people on a boat inside in the wintertime with the potential of getting sick from the virus. So it was really about the safety and well-being of our customers.
Right.
But, you know, we decided that when you get to April, you get to some nice warm days in New York. We know, of course, this is Passover week and Easter is on Sunday. We have spring break. So we thought April 1st was a good day to open. And it looks like, you know, next week the weather is going to be pretty nice. So I think we made the right call.
So it isn't April Fool's. You really are opening, right?
We'll find a way to prank our guests, but yeah, it's just a coincidence.
So you said you paused operations since last year ago, this past
yeah, November 1st. Yeah.
November 1st of last year. Okay, yeah. So I got it. So yeah, it wasn't that long, but it still was normal. You did run it through the pandemic in the summer.
We reopened. We closed, of course, in March, like everybody else, and then we reopened in July last summer.
Okay.
Now, we had a great summer. We had a lot of New Yorkers come out on the boat. Of course, no tourists, a few regional people, but it was pretty busy. The weekends were definitely crowded.
Well, you know, people are starved for cruising, so I guess you benefited from that. Well, why not cruise local and experience New York? And I think a lot of New Yorkers sort of got a chance to re-experience or experience for the first time some of these iconic attractions because they couldn't go anywhere. So
yeah, bottom line is we have these amazing outdoor decks that hold, you know, hundreds of people, and it's perfect to come out and enjoy a nice day, get some fresh air and sunshine, and you can feel safe when you're in an outside environment like that. So I think that's why we did so well.
Now, tell us a little bit about the history of the Circle Line and what it's meant, as I earlier referred to, as part of the sort of the New York City experience. I mean, every movie you ever heard of features the Circle Line, and it seems like your boats have been in the water for forever, although that's probably not true. But when did it first start?
1945. 75 years was our anniversary last year. We had a lot of celebrations planned, but alas, you know, the virus had other plans for all of us. Okay. But we're still celebrating. We're still in a celebrating mood here. But it's been 75 years since we launched. You know, the boats were originally acquired as World War II shipping boats that were, you know, actually used in World War II. And we recently just stopped sailing the last of those in the last couple of years. So all of our boats now, of course, are new boats. The most recent delivery of the new boats came in 2016 and 17. So, you know, when I say new, I mean, they're really quite new.
Well, actually, in that vein, you know, I still have that image of the classic Circle Line boat that we used to see, and I probably went on as a kid. Describe the new boats that you have and what they offer your guests.
Well, before I do, I'll just tell you about that. The classic boat that you're thinking of, we had another delivery of newish boats around 2000, and those are the boats that you're thinking of, the kind of classic sort of low-slung boat. And it's a two-decker boat. And the reason why it's that size is so that it can go under all the bridges of New York. There are 20 bridges in New York, which most people don't realize. It's quite an experience to go all the way around Manhattan in one of those boats. But the new boats are actually three decks. The top deck is an incredible viewing area because you're up so high. And then there's a huge outdoor deck, which is the second deck. And then the main deck is the indoor deck for, comfort and in case there's any rain.
Absolutely. Well, I have to go down and re-experience them because I'm still thinking when I got taken on as a kid because, you know, like it's New York. I mean, I've actually never been to the Statue of Liberty, but that's all. We won't talk about that. I've done a lot of those things. I was at the top of the Empire State Building and the old World Trade Center, and I have done the new World Trade Center. So I've done those kind of New York experiences, but it's been a while since Circle Line. I've done some day cruise things or dinner cruises and things like that. But it really
You are welcome anytime to come on down.
I will. I'll have to take a look. The whole new Circle Line, right?
Yeah.
Now let's talk about those different day cruise options that you are going to be offering starting on April 1.
Sure.
Can you describe each one and are there any cruises that you're not going to be offering at least for now?
Yep, you bet. So our flagship cruise is called the Best of New York, and that's 2.5 hours. That's the one that goes all the way around Manhattan. And, of course, that has a tour guide, just like all of our cruises. And the thing that makes that one special is that in addition to seeing the 100 landmarks that make New York famous, you also get to see parts of New York that you wouldn't normally see, which is sort of the upper part of New York as you're going up around Spuyt and Duyvil and then underneath the Spuyt and Duyvil Bridge, underneath the Hudson River Bridge. It's really a part of New York that most New Yorkers don't get a chance to see and certainly tourists don't get to see. It's quite... there's a lot of trees and it doesn't look like your typical New York. But of course, you know, most of New York, the part that people want to see are the landmarks, the famous buildings, United Nations, and all those 20 bridges. And that's a really special cruise. If you have the time to do that, that's really one of my favorite cruises.
And how long does that take?
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Okay, great.
Yep. And then the one that's sort of similar but shorter is called Landmarks. We're not particularly inventive with our names here, so you just have to bear with me on the names. The Landmarks cruise is 90 minutes, and it's pretty much half of the Best of New York. It goes from our departure point here at Pier 83 down around the tip of Manhattan up to about the United Nations and turns around, goes back down, and then a stop at the Statue of Liberty for amazing selfies right underneath Lady Liberty and then comes back
to
Pier 83. And then Harbor Lights I guess it's my favorite because it's the changing light in the evening that just is so breathtaking. As the sun sets and the lights come on in the city, the colors change because sometimes you get a pink or an orange hue on the side of the buildings. And the buildings, by the way, many of them are all reflective now. And and so that means you're getting incredible colors reflecting off the sunset, off the Hudson River. It's really, it's a spectacular live art experience that you can get. And I've been on it a lot. And sometimes even when it rains a little bit, because in the summer or in the spring, when you have a rainstorm, it changes the colors of the sky.
It's just like gorgeous. Yeah.
Spectacular. But the Harbor Lights is really very similar to the Landmarks. It just happens to be at 7 o'clock in the evening.
That's perfect. Now, and I have to tell you, I mean, I spent a fair amount of time at the tip of Manhattan up by Spuyt and Duyvil because that's where Columbia had its stadiums. And it is a spectacular area right there by the cliff and the Henry Hudson Bridge. And
The cloisters are right there, right?
The cloisters. It's really a part of Manhattan that people need to explore, and it really is very scenic. It was always nice to go up there on a nice fall day and watch Columbia lose another game. So that was my kind of little, we only stayed for the first half and then we went back after
that legendary losing streak, right?
Wasn't legendary losing streak and the legendary Columbia band, which was not really a band that you want to write home to mom about since it, I think it was recently banned from campus, but I think they got reinstated. Anyway, that was our entertainment, and that area was just so beautiful with this huge, back in those days, there was a big C for Columbia right on the cliffside, and it was really nice. And we would see the Circle Line boats going around. So they weren't really looking at the football game, thank God. But it was really interesting, and you knew you'd do that. Now, did you ever once offer other cruises too? I don't recall if you were up to West Point at one point.
So you asked about the cruises we're not currently offering, but we will be offering some of them. So we have the Liberty Midtown cruise, and that's just an hour. And right. That will be back on May 22nd. That's really more for tourists, and we are hoping that we'll start seeing some tourists coming back to New York by the late spring, early summer. So that's why we decided to have the Liberty Midtown. And then we also have a brand new cruise. It's called the Liberty Super Express, and that's leaving from downtown to go straight to the Statue of Liberty for pictures and then back. That's only 45 minutes. Okay. And that's leaving from something called Slip 6, which is right next to the Jewish Museum down in Battery Park.
No, that's great. But you never did that West Point cruise?
Oh, pardon me. Yeah, I didn't answer that question. We used to do a West Point cruise. I believe that stopped after 9/11 because you can't just pull up in a boat.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They closed it down there. That was a full day cruise. That was all the way back and forth. Yeah, that was very. But of course, Upper Hudson is beautiful too.
Right. So but we are doing something similar. Because we don't want to miss on the Hudson, because it's a spectacular river, as you and I both know. So the Hudson River Fall Foliage Cruise is something that was started last summer in lieu of a different cruise called Bear Mountain. But the Hudson River the Hudson River Fall Foliage Cruise goes all the way up to about Sing Sing and then turns around and comes back. And it's just, a spectacular cruise in the fall with all the trees changing color. A little bit of an Oktoberfest theme as well. People can drink beer and have some pretzels and stuff. We tried to keep that relatively muted last fall because, out of respect for the pandemic. So, but this fall, hopefully we can have a more of a true Oompa experience on the Hudson River Fall Foliage.
Now, everybody wants to ask, what are the protocols that you are implementing to sort of counter COVID-19, and what should your passengers and guests expect?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, number one, we feel very optimistic and positive about the fact that we have this outdoor experience on the outdoor decks, but still we expect all our guests to wear masks. That's a requirement. It's actually a Coast Guard requirement. Right. So everybody wears masks, including, of course, our staff. Our staff wears PPE, they wear gloves and stuff like that. And we also, thoroughly clean our boats every day. Cleanliness is probably not as important as we have first thought back in February, March last year, but nevertheless, the protocols are still in place to keep the boats sparkling clean.
And masks are wearing is mandatory, right?
Yeah, and we have extra masks if somebody forgets one, but that it's a mandatory thing. And then we also try to do ticketless boarding so that we're not handling a lot of stuff back and forth. So most of our guests are coming with a ticket or a voucher on their phone.
Right. Now, you don't do dinner cruises, I don't think, with Circle Line. There are other companies that do that, or maybe divisions of your company. I don't know.
And divisions of our company, yeah.
Yeah, they do dinner cruises. But can you charter a Circle Line boat?
You can. Yep. And people do it. It's a pretty penny, but it is possible to do that. And we have these other cruises that we hope to offer, probably not this year, again, out of an abundance of caution, but music cruises, live music cruises with rock bands and also DJ cruises. In 2019, we had about 100 of those, believe it or not. Very, very popular.
No, that'd be great to hear live music. We all are sort of starved for live music these days. So it'd be great once you can get going on that one. Now, obviously, our viewers are mostly travel advisors, and they're going to be curious about how they can work with you to book their clients if you really have to focus on booking less individual cruises than groups. But can they work with you and be competent?
Okay. If I may, I'll just give my email address out so people can contact me. It's P. Whitney, WHITNEY, at NYCL.com, and feel free to reach out. And myself or my colleague Gina will get back to you right away.
No, that's great, because I know they have – eventually people are going to start to go getting back to New York, because I don't think the city's going to die yet, and we are going to see theater. We're going to see all the iconic landmarks back. We're starting to get hotels back. It's been a bit of a rough – go so far, but they're opening, reopening. So I know a lot of them will want to, bring there are sort of larger groups in families, extended families, and corporate incentive groups that might be interested in experiencing this kind of iconic attraction in New York once again.
Yeah, you bet. We were happy to be part of the fabric of New York and assist New York in getting its feet back on the ground.
Now, is there anything else you want to tell our 85,000 travel advisors about Circle Line and what the future holds? And we talked a little bit about some of the new things planned, but anything else you want to say?
I think the main message is I'm just really happy to be working with you to build travel back here in New York and around the country. We have to work together. People are going to be dying to get out and to do things, attractions like Circle Line, and we're here for you whenever your customers are ready to come back and travel. New York is a great place to visit, and we can't wait to see you.
Well, I'd love to hear that you're back. April 1 starts the iconic Circle Line experience, and a lot of great options, three good ones right away and more to come. I think a lot of advisors will be telling their clients that, yeah, you can experience in New York. And next thing you know, Broad will be back, and the parks are wonderful. Museums are open. You know, there's a lot going on that they can enjoy in New York, and soon we'll get even some more upscale hotels opening, although we still have a few more to go, I think, but we'll see what happens. But again, now where can travel advisors go to learn more about Circle Line, the website, things like that?
CircleLine.com. It's all there, and as our new cruises come online, we'll put them up there on the website. And again, if you need any more information, feel free to reach out to me directly.
Well, Phil, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk about, you know, an attraction I thought I knew, but you've told me a lot more things than I thought I did. And obviously, I got to get down there and find out what's going on down there, down on Pier 83. Okay. See, yep. I would have gone up to the cruise ship piers a little, Sir Arthur, but that's it's right near, if I believe, the Intrepid, right?
That's right. They're our neighbor. Yep.
On the museum. And I don't know if that's open or not, but
it is open. It just opened on Friday.
There you go. So everything's going to be open right down. Well, the answer here is New York is reopening this spring, and Circle Line's a big part of that. So if you're interested in booking your clients, you know, email Phil and he can help you out, and especially groups and things like that. It's a great way to get reintroduced to New York. Again, thank you for taking the time, Phil, and we hope to see you soon.
Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.